it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I am delighted to be joined by Aisling Larkin, who likes to just elevate the cooking that I do in my own home and then I pass it off as my own.
Hello, Aisling. Hello, how are you?
What have you got for us today?
So we're talking festive baking today. We kind of have a week left where we can get a bit done, get a few bits in the freezer. So we're going to do everything today from mince pies to porter cakes to turkey quiches to chocolate mousses to all that good stuff. So it's like the traditional baking, I suppose. But you know me, I always try and keep it a little bit simple as well and give you like loads of top tips along the way as we go.
I'm not looking to start baking on Christmas morning, actually.
No.
Or St. Stephen's Day for that matter.
No.
In fact, not baking at all between Christmas and New Year is what I'm thinking. So
Are you liking this?
We'll do it in advance.
Yes.
And then we'll have it all ready and frozen and good to go.
Yeah. And like I've a lovely chocolate mousse and we'll talk about kind of a meringue wreath as well because there is, it like desserts are kind of a big deal Christmas. Like we would, you know, turkey and ham is always kind of ticked off, but it's like you end up bringing desserts, I find, places. So it's nice to have a little signature one that will work. Or if people come in for a cup of tea, like the very classic Christmas cake, porter cake. I'm not a massive lover of the very traditional Christmas cake. So I tend not to make it every second year. Someone in the family will always make it and there'll be wedges of it passed around from house to house. But what I've brought is a porter cake and I have in my Christmas ebook, it's a modern Christmas cake. So the idea, I suppose, if we start actually with a porter cake, because I've brought loads of food for us to have a little taste of, it's lighter than a Christmas cake. You're still using your Guinness in it, but it's, you can see it actually because I have it in front of us. It's so much more cake and less fruit.
Yeah, it looks less dense.
Less dense.
Less heavy.
Less dense, less heavy, less dark. It's a much lighter option. But this one is made kind of using that creaming method. So we've got brown sugar, we've got vanilla, we've got the eggs, then the flour goes in. So there's no almonds, but there is a little bit of mixed spice in there. There's your luxury fruit mix, your porter, which is your Guinness, which I've used. And it just bakes in about 65, 70 minutes. Tickety-boo, done. You know, so it's not a stressy one. And I love that.
Is most traditional Christmas cakes, you have to make like about 6 weeks in advance. Is it one of those that would be best made weeks in advance?
No. Like this will last a tin. So when this came out of the oven, I have it in a loaf tin here beside us. So I actually baked it in a loaf tin. So you can do it in your round tin. And when it came out, so with the 250 mils of Guinness that's in it, I put 50 mils of whiskey as well into it. Or what's lovely is...
That's quite a lively cake.
Yeah. And like it's really, really nice though, but it keeps it a little bit moist, but not too wet. When it comes out, pierce the top and then another 30, 40, 50 mils of whiskey on top. You know, who's counting at that stage? And then marmalade. And I glaze it with a little bit of, there's a lovely marmalade in the supermarket. It's a spiced Christmas marmalade. And I glaze it with that on the top. So it gives it this beautiful, beautiful shine. And it's lovely. It's just so, it's so simple. It's a really, really lovely one to do.
That sounds like something, actually, I say I won't do a tap between Christmas and New Year, but inevitably I will. That is something I could actually cook with the kids.
It's the last minute one. It's that you don't have to have prepared. If you didn't get around to making a Christmas cake and you're thinking, oh God, you know, so-and-so is coming, or I think we should have something in the biscuit press, you know.
You just want to be one of those people that hands a guest your own homemade baking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. But anyhow, that's
the border cake.
My husband made it this year, I have to say. He did do it. Yes, he did do it weeks in advance.
And there is the tradition, isn't there? And then you've obviously got your layer of marzipan and you've got your layer of icing on top and everything. Whereas the border cake kind of gives you the Christmassy cake vibe without all of that extra hard work. So that's why I really, I think it's a lovely little alternative. People want one.
Okay, what's
mince
next? Pies.
Mince pie. Yeah, I know.
I've come around to these now in recent years, I have to say.
So have I.
I wasn't a big fan
for a long time,
but I tried and I tried and I tried. And eventually I
until you get a good one.
Do you want me to try it?
I do. Definitely have a try.
Anything for you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to talk you through it. The mincemeat part, it's lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's equal parts really good mincemeat and equal parts the pastry, mm-hmm. which is a really short pastry. And it has.
I like lots of pastry.
So do you? Mm-hmm. I see most people don't. They prefer so much more filling.
And I like a good bite too.
Yeah. I mean, totally. It's delicious. And this
You've gone 50-50 here.
I have. It's like, because it's not right overloaded. If you overload them, sometimes they can burst. And then for visuals, you've got all the burnty bits on the outside. Now, if you don't mind, that's fine, but I think it's nicer to do it this way. So your pastry is a basic short crust, but you're putting in an egg yolk and icing sugar. So you're upping the sweetness, and the egg yolk brings this extra richness to it. Plus you've got, it's very short and crumbly, and that's from the butter. So it's almost that kind of shortbready crumble, which is really lovely. Mincemeat, you can buy it. It's so easy to make. And a lot of times we tend to make it a little bit ahead of Christmas. So it would be made end of October, November, when that glut of apples are still around. So you've got your apples, you've got your lots and lots of your mixed peel, you've got your dried fruits, your sultanas, your raisins, your kerns. Then into that rum, port, brandy, all three. Mixed by you. Good load. Mixed spice going in there. And then suet was very, very traditional. Sometimes suet is very difficult to find. So actually you can use coconut oil and it works just as well, or a little bit of coconut oil and butter. What I did for a really quick one, and I put it on my Instagram one night, was the bag of luxury fruit mix, a jar of marmalade, the bit of whiskey, rum, port, all the spices, and I put it on low and slow overnight with the apples and the coconut oil and just let it cook out. And it's beautiful.
Lovely.
Absolutely gorgeous. Big jar of it there, ready to go. That over ice cream with a little bit of chocolate sauce or caramel sauce over Christmas is delicious. Really, really lovely.
My favourite thing is savoury food, and I'm so glad to see you have a quiche, because one of the things I really love at Christmas is the Christmas sandwich on Christmas Eve. My poor mother used to cook the Christmas ham on Christmas Eve, and then we'd all devour it at 11 o'clock, and she'd have to do it all over again.
We're the exact same, you know.
Oh, are you?
My dad.
So we're now about two.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, and that is one of the favourite parts of Christmas. White bread, real butter, hot ham sandwiches, Christmas Eve, after Mass, about 8 o'clock, 9:30, then we all head off and Santa comes, and it's just amazing. Mm. Unreal, same, isn't it?
Now, if I really want to elevate it, a bit of cranberry and a bit of brie.
Oh, yeah.
So treat myself.
And this is Christmas. What we have. So we have, so I'm kind of thinking this is like Stephen's Day stuff, right? So we're kind of getting ahead with the baking, but it can be done in advance. The pastry can be done in advance. You can bake your pastry case, have that hard job done, and then you just come back to it afterwards. So this is turkey, brie and cranberry with a little bit of rosemary.
I can taste the rosemary.
And it's lovely. Mm-hmm. Takes it to the next level. It's really, really nice. So you've got three eggs, you've got 250 mils of cream, that's your base. And then into that, I just chopped up loads of roast turkey. There's a good kind of half a jar of cranberry sauce in there, half a block of brie. Because it is Christmas.
Go hard or go home. Exactly. That's what I say at this stage of the year.
Then pop the rosemary in and you're just baking it in the oven for 35 minutes.
So you would make the pastry case in advance. You could have that ready.
Have that ready, done in advance, or else obviously if you want to do it Stephen's Day, do it Stephen's Day. Or you can have your pastry done in the freezer, or you can have it in the fridge and just roll it out and bake
it
on the
really
day.
Handy, and then you can just throw in everything because it's already cooked on Christmas Day.
Worst case scenario, you can buy the pastry. And just roll it out.
And we don't judge anybody for that. Absolutely not.
It's okay, getting the job done.
Final little thing.
Oh, chocolate mousse.
Yes.
So, Bailey's chocolate mousse. I'm going to pass this over to you, right? Now, this is such a winner. So, by the way, all of these recipes are in my Christmas cookbook, right? So, it's available online. You can download it. There's like 100 pages. There's about 70 recipes. And all the dessert recipes are in it. This is so lovely. So, you're basically melting really good quality dark chocolate, 200 grams. You've got your eggs. Separate your egg whites and your yolks. Digging.
I feel like we've been guilty in front of this audience. I've just had a mince pie, a piece of quiche, and now I've gone for some Bailey's mousse. But it's work, honestly, folks. I have to do it.
Okay. And it's lovely. Then you use your double cream. Double cream is great at Christmas because it's a bit of an insurance policy. So no matter what you put into it, kind of thickens everything up a little bit more. I know, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, that's really good.
It's delicious. It's really, really nice. It's so nice. Sets beautifully in the fridge. That will be done. Like, let's say you want it for Christmas Day. Do that on the 22nd. Have it in the fridge. Make sure you wrap it really well in cling film just to make sure that it doesn't absorb any smells from the fridge. But you'll have it. Like, do it 2 days in advance and it'll be fine. Don't keep it any longer then.
Did you use really good chocolate there on top? Really big chunks of chocolate are delicious.
That's a little bit of twirl. Yeah. Oh, if it never goes wrong at Christmas, have a stack of twirls, stack of crunchies in the press, crumble them over anything, and it fixes everyone will forgive you for no matter what it is if there's a bit of chocolate.
Okay, a bit of chocolate and double cream.
Absolutely.
If we have nothing else in the fridge
that
on the 24th, that will get us through.
Meringue, now just really quickly, right? Beautiful meringue wreaths. They're very trendy at the moment. I have a video on my Instagram of how you follow it. So simple. You've got your 350 grams of sugar, you've got your 6 egg whites. You basically take a little bit of parchment paper, like draw out a circle, plonk all the meringue on, low and slow in the oven for 1 hour. That's it done. Just leave it cool in the oven and then your cream on top, all your lovely fresh berries. Super impressive looking for a little hard work.
What is your Instagram account?
Aisling Larkin.
At Aisling Larkin.
Yep, find me there.
All of that. Aisling, you really are one of my favourite guests on a Friday
Thank
afternoon.
You so much.
I get to eat for a living. It's fantastic. Lovely to
Thank
see you,
Kira.
As always.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.